Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-County. Well, today I have a couple fellows with me. They're putting on a picnic in Brighton. Betsy Ann Picnic, 118th year of having a picnic in Brighton with Betsy Ann. Reggie Conley, co-president, and Jim Peterball, co-president. You guys are partners in crime on this picnic, aren't you?
Yes, sir. It takes two of us to make something like this happen and corralling all the help that we got.
Well, I'm looking at your poster here that you brought in. You got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, this thing looks like it's going to be a real to-do. It's going on in Brighton Friday and Saturday, June 14th and 15th, Father's Day weekend. Great place to take Father. Place like this, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. So on this picnic day that you're having over in Brighton, well, first of all, did you grow up in Brighton?
I grew up in the Fosterburg area, but it's close to Brighton. I knew of Brighton, and I've been there, lived there 30 years. Raised my family there, and it's just a great community that I adopted, and yeah. They adopted me.
What's the population size in Brighton? What would you guess?
I think it's somewhere around 2,500.
2,500? Well,
yeah.
That's a pretty good size. I grew up in Hardin, and back then it was 1,000. I think probably now it's probably less than that. It might be 800. But, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of rural, you know, country area that it in envelopes, and so the actual town is there's population outside of on the outskirts of town.
So. A lot of farming going on around there for sure.
Yes.
How about you, Jim? Did you grow up in Brighton?
No, I did not. I'm kind of like Reggie, a transplant. You know, me and my wife moved up there 30 years ago to raise our kids, and they accepted me and. So, I felt like part of it. So.
So you moved to Brighton to raise your kids. Where were you living at before?
Oh, we were in Alton area.
Yeah. You wanted to get out of Alton. And, go to the quiet country.
Exactly.
Town.
Yeah. Had a nice Southwestern good school district. Yeah. Everybody knows everybody. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
But now, what'd you do for a living? What'd you do?
I was a UPS driver for 30 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I was a boilermaker. I worked out of the construction local 363, and I did a lot of moving around or traveling around. I kept my home in Brighton, and but just sometimes had to pack a bag and go out of town for my work.
Now this picnic that you guys are putting together, you're keeping it going. Going to be the 118th year. What's the history on it? 118 years is a long time for something to keep going, especially like that, you know, a picnic. What got it started years ago?
Well, it actually, I don't know who all started it, but I guess 118 years ago, there was a group of folks that got together that needed a fire department.
A fire department.
And they decided to do a picnic, have events, and food and sell it to raise money for fire equipment, and it all started out with a fire truck and a bell, and that comes a name. They named the bell Betsy Ann.
Oh, wow, that's cool. I thought maybe there was a little old lady named Betsy Ann or something. It was famous, but it's a bell named Betsy. Well, that's a good trivia question.
They had some kid. They wanted to know. She called it Betsy Ann, and so it stuck.
I'll be darned. Okay.
So, yeah.
Back in those days, I know the railroad ran, or the lines ran through, the rail lines ran through there. So railroading was pretty big back then.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah. Brighton had its own depot and a lumber yard, which added, you know, the terminal there for it. A lot of industry, commercial and There was Main Street had the, I guess, all your natural things with the bars and stuff that brought that was along the railroad tracks.
Yeah, I think at one time Jerseyville had 22 saloons up and down the main drag back in 1800s. You know,
yeah,
I'm sure amazing. Brighton didn't have 22, but I mean, maybe they had
a few.
They had a few. Yeah.
Well, and I'm sure we've got a history museum there in town, and I'm sure that there could be some of that, those saloons and stuff like that documented in that museum.
Now, the main drag, the old main drag, I know you come into Brighton, if you're coming from Southwestern High School, come into Brighton, it splits in Y's, okay? And I suppose the main drag was on the left-hand side.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then eventually to get to the highway, it's branched off.
Yeah, you make a right. Yeah.
So where's the picnic being held at?
Well, you would go into town and cross the railroad tracks, and it's on the south side of town in a place.
So are we get to the Y, or are we going left or right?
Yeah, if you're going south, you go to the straight. Right. Yeah. No, you'll...
Well, you can make that left where it Y's.
So you go to the left.
You could go to the left if you're coming from Southwestern.
Okay.
Down, veer off to the left through the main drag, and then you hit the railroad track crossing, make a left, and veer off to the right in a park straight ahead.
Oh, okay. So you do have to know where you're going.
Kind of, sort of. Yeah.
So you go through town, you go down, make kind of veer left, and then you'll have a chance to make another left across the railroad tracks, and then it'll be off to the right.
Yeah. Okay. And if you're coming north, you're going to make a right at Dollar General and the Shell, and then you're going to make a right at the tracks.
You got some pretty good-sized grounds to have this on?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have all kinds of free parking, lots of room there. We've got the actual park itself is 20-some acres, a lot of it wooded. It's shaded. You know, we've got pavilions, but the rides that will be there will be out in an open field. Again, you know, we're looking at the picnic proper would be probably a 10-acre track.
Okay. And so. You got little Egypt shows and carnivals coming there, so you'll have a bunch of rides for the kids.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It is a family-owned business that they've been doing it for 30-some years. They've contracted with the people, the organization that before we became the officers of it. The Little Egypt, his dad was part of it. Now he's running this Little Egypt show.
Okay. And Little Egyptians run it, or what is it? I didn't know, Little Egypt. You got a $20 armband for the whole weekend, or is it raised since last year?
It has increased to $23.
$23, and that gets you on both nights?
Just one night.
One night.
But it's unlimited rides. You get there, you can ride rides for $23. You can ride rides for 5 hours.
I got. Is it going from?
From 6 o'clock till 11 o'clock.
Okay. Now, I know you got a bunch of food. You got a beer garden going on. But let's go to the food first. You got burgoo. Tell me about burgoo. What is burgoo?
Burgoo is a soup. It's something that is different recipes, different locations. You know, some of the municipalities around, they have their own recipe. The recipe we use has been around. We inherited it. It's been probably the people that I know had it for 40 years, and who it passed down from them, I don't know. It has been going on for, like I said, 40 years. It's been going on since the picnic started.
I'm assuming this is German?
We think so.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah.
Okay. And German soup. What's in this soup?
Well, it's got a little bit of everything. It's got beef, pork, turkey, chicken.
Ham?
Yeah, ham. Just a shout out to Fritz's. They're supplying us the ham. It's going to be H&B ham.
Uh-huh.
So we're not looking at just any old product. It's all quality meats and vegetables.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. And also you have some other food. What do you got going?
Well, back to the burgoo. Oh. The one thing that makes it special is that it is cooked all night long. We have people manning it over open fire kettles. It has to be stirred for the duration in order to keep it from, becoming burnt or overcooked. And so there's a lot of work that goes into this, and it is a recipe that has been passed down from generation to generation.
Well, that's really cool. Yeah. So you cook it all night long. It's simmering, and you must make quite a bit of it.
Yes, we have
how many 80, gallons?
Each kettle is 84 gallons.
Whoa.
And last year we served up 7 kettles. So you do the 50, math.
Over almost 1,600 gallons.
Yes.
Of soup.
And we were.
Whoa, that is a lot. You figure, maybe a quarter of a gallon is a bowl, maybe something like that.
And it was good enough. It was gone before. I think maybe we had a couple gallons left, and it was gone shortly after the picnic was over.
Okay. So, but if you don't like soup, what else you got going?
Well, you definitely, if you don't like soup, you got to like fish.
Yeah.
And we got fried fish, 3 different types. Beasley's is giving us or providing the catfish and the buffalo. We get our whitefish. I'm not sure where Jana gets that from, but we have the 3 different fish to offer. There will be last year we found a supply of okra. It sells out pretty quick.
Okay. Get there early for the okra.
Yeah. We have hot dogs, hamburgers, fried chicken, barbecued pork steaks. Jim, what am I missing?
Hamburgers, hot dogs, everything. Yeah, basically got it covered.
Well, tell us about the beer garden. What's going on in the beer garden?
Well, the beer garden, we have entertainment on Friday and Saturday night starting at 6 o'clock. Is that right? No, the band start at 7 o'clock, and they run till 11 o'clock.
7 to 11. Who do you got Friday?
On Friday, we have Money Shot. They're a country rock pop band. They play 50s, all the way from the 50s to the present. On Saturday, Whiskey River is going to be there, and they're a classic rock, alternative, and country music band. And so it sounds like music to span some generations.
Yeah, sounds really good. Let's see, what else we got going on?
Well, we have the Little Miss Pageant. That is going to be on Saturday at 4 o'clock. But prior to that, we have for the kiddies, the younger kids, we were offering a free matinee ride, carnival rides for the younger kids. And it's free. So if you want to bring the kids out before the pageant, bring them out and let them enjoy some rides to their own before the teenagers get in there.
Okay. So all the rides, the little rides?
Just the little rides. There'll be some, the little roller coasters and, merry-go-rounds.
What age are we talking
about? I'd say up to 8 or 9 years old.
Uh-huh. 8 or 9. Yeah.
But, something for mom and dad or grandma and grandpa to bring them out, let them, get them something to a hot dog and something to drink. We will have the, some offering in the beer garden for mom and dad too. But we're working on some other entertainments to encourage maybe a free ride up to the museum to poke through the museum and see what
the Brighton Museum.
Yes,
the history of Brighton.
Yeah,
yeah, that's
and one of the tidbits that that a lot of people don't know is that for baseball fans, Jason Essringhausen was from Brighton, and there's a few little articles in the museum that is up there. That so
maybe Jason will come.
Well, I'd like to. Hey, Jason, if you're listening out there,
I'm going to give you a free ride on the carnival, some burger soup, catfish dinner. What else can you give Jason if he shows up?
You kind of caught me off guard, but I know
free
that.
Beer.
Yeah.
Free beer.
Yeah. All night long, Jason. You hear that? I think he'll be showing up.
Fast Eddie's. Anyway, yeah, it's that's some of the history that I want to preserve, and that's why this picnic is. I feel strong about keeping it going with the tradition of the Burgoo, and it's something you don't find just everywhere. It's small town USA.
It is. It is small town USA, and that'll be a lot of fun. Yeah.
Very family friendly.
Uh-huh. And I think you've got a little some other action going on, right? Bingo?
Oh yeah.
You got bingo going on?
Yeah, it goes from 6 o'clock till I think it goes close to 11 o'clock also. So if the band are not drowning them out, the bingo you know they'll drown out the band.
Okay, so the bingo, is it going on both nights?
Yes. Again, 6 o'clock till whenever they choose to, I guess, run out of attendance prizes or bingo cards or whatever. I don't know exactly how all that bingo goes. Brad Wynn runs that.
But in the past, you've always had some good crowds there.
Yes, and we usually have enough place for them to get undercover when that rainstorm hits.
If it hits.
We're not a stranger to rainstorms, but usually we can weather them long enough to let it clear out and have a good night.
So don't worry about it. If it looks like maybe some rain, doesn't matter. Keep on. Come on down. We got shelter.
Yeah.
And heck, you can go down to the museum and hang out, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Anything else, guys? For the 118th Betsy Ann Picnic.
Well, I think I said there's going to be free parking.
Free to get in.
Yeah.
And you said free beer. No, yeah. Just for Jason.
Just for Jason. Yeah.
I think we've covered a lot of what's there. Again, it's a small town, USA, and, again, family friendly. Bring them out, get them out from underneath that video screen. And
there you go.
Or come out in the park and sit underneath a shade tree and look at your video screen.
Hey, whatever, yes. Yeah, well, thanks, Reggie and Jim, for coming in and telling us all about the Betsy Ann Picnic. Folks, remember, June 14th and 15th, it's Father's Day weekend. Take Dad out, take Grandpa out, take Uncle Joe out, take somebody out to the picnic. Whether you come Friday and Saturday or both, it'll be a great time. It's a great experience for kids, the young kids around here. If you know kids that live in the city, you got cousins, nephews, nieces, get them out here and let them experience this Betsy Ann Picnic. Got a lot of history.
One thing I want to say is the matinee for the free kiddie rides is 1 to 3 o'clock.
Both days?
No, on just Saturday.
Just Saturday. Do you hear that? Matinees, rides 1 to 3 on Saturday. Free rides. Gotta like it. All right. So, has Jason got kids? Maybe he wants to bring his kids to this thing.
I'm going to have to find his number. Somebody in town's got his number.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, guys, for coming in. We'll see you, Anna. I'll do what I can to make it to the picnic.
Well, Chris, I thank you for your time, and come on out to Betsy Ann June 14th and 15th.
You guys will be working your heads off, I know that.
That is correct.
All right. Well, we'll see you later. Thank you.
Thank you.